was a strange one, the goal interference. It looked like maybe, but the league didn't see it that way.
Yeah. In my opinion, it was, but that doesn't matter. You know, I think they see it a little bit differently. I think if that stick infraction is before the shot, I think it's goaltender interference in their eyes. It came after the puck was loose before that happened. So that's how they saw it. It was a great hockey game, though.
Pretty effort by your club.
Yeah.
Sneak away,
for sure.
But happy with the effort.
Yeah, you're never happy losing, but use some big words here. A lot of mental fortitude, the way that we battled back. And everybody played hard tonight. There was, including their team, it was a really good hockey game. It was fun to play in. The atmosphere was great. Our fans were great. You know, that's as close to playoff hockey as you can get, in my opinion.
Take us back to that first goal with Matt. It's not often you're in a puck battle with a goaltender.
Right.
Were your eyes pretty wide there where you thought you could beat him?
Yeah. You know, I think he I've got that really deceptive speed. You know, I don't think he thought I would beat him to it, but you know, I got a lucky bounce, got on my stick, and Army was wide, all alone in front. So it was a big goal, good for us to get the energy going in the building, and you know, for a fourth line to score, it was nice too.
When you're back out there often, you get a late penalty in the third period. Maybe the fourth line doesn't get another shift, but
right.
Kyle gets a chance to go and redeem himself.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what you and I talked about the other day. We want to be relied upon in all situations, and you know, down a goal, you know, we may not go out there and get the next one, but we're going to do everything we can to try and stir up the momentum in our favor. You know, get on the forecheck. I thought when we got out late, we grinded them down hard in their end, and you know, Copper kind of slides in with a little more skill than me, and they end up getting the goal. So with Casey getting the second one, so it was great all around effort by everybody.
Matt, is it fair to say players are maybe short of 100% clarity of what goaltender interference is?
I think that's fair. I don't think I'm stepping on any toes at the league by saying that. You know, I think what they would call a discretion call, and you know how they view it. I the way it sounds, there's been a few tweaks and changes now in the last few days. So it's a very gray area. You never, from a coach's standpoint, I feel like you never actually know what way the call is going to go.